It may not seem so at the moment, but federal managers will be hiring and staffing again. Think of the freeze as a time to get strategic about the workforce. One way is by building or maintaining your pipeline to colleges and universities. Joining me with more, Margo Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach for the Partnership for Public Service. Good to have you on again.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Good to be here.
I guess with all of the news about the hiring freeze and the future of the federal workforce, it's probably a good time to reinforce at the collegiate level that, hey, the water is pretty good in this pool.
So yes, you did mention that there is a hiring freeze right now, but it is a temporary freeze for less than 90 days at this point as we await a longer-term plan that OMB and OPM are putting together. But the good news is that the hiring freeze doesn't apply to all positions. There are exemptions. And one of the critical exemptions is the Pathways Internship Program. So many agencies actually still are actively recruiting and trying to hire students into those internships. And those folks who are already have been selected as PMF Presidential Management Fellows finalists, those folks are still eligible as well to be scooped up by federal agencies.
Explain for us once again what the Pathways Program is and how it works.
Great. Yes. So the Pathways program is there are actually three different programs that are part of Pathways, but the primary program that I'm going to focus on right now is the internship program, because that is a great opportunity for students to have a developmental experience and be able to come into a federal agency. They are paid. And upon completing a certain number of hours of working in an agency, you also have eligibility to be converted to a full-time hire should the agency have a position and choose to hire you. So it's a great way for students to kind of get their foot in the door, experience an agency. It's a way for the agency to sort of see whether that individual is a good fit and potentially hire them for the future. So it's a great talent pipeline opportunity for agencies and great way for students to get government exposure.
And these are competed among students who might be applying?
Yes, they are. They are. And the great news, as I said before, is that many agencies are still actively looking right now to bring on Pathways interns this summer and that they are exempt from the hiring freeze. So there's a lot of work that agencies can be doing to really target the outreach that they're doing to college campuses. And ideally, they are viewing these internships as a way to build that pipeline and will be really strategically aligning these interns with their future hiring needs. So for example, if they need diverse talent that they're looking for, or if they need talent in STEM fields or in a certain type of cybersecurity position, this is a great way to be identifying which colleges and universities have really strong programs or have really diverse populations and actively outreach and try to build that pipeline by bringing folks in through the internships.
Now, on the military side, for ROTC, there has to be a program in existence at a given campus to be able to produce people for ROTC. For Pathways, though, this is something that the federal government can look to any campus to do, correct?
Correct. They absolutely can. And one of the things is that, so anyone is eligible to apply exactly across any campus across the country. But we do encourage agencies to be thinking strategically about what their future hiring needs are and do strategic outreach as a result so that they're really able to attract the type of talent that they need to fill those critical positions. You know, one thing that I'll mention that's a kind of a unique model, the partnership actually runs something called the Federal Student Ambassadors Program. So we work with a number of agencies where they basically have a custom program that we support where students who are former interns go out to college campuses and spend a whole year promoting that agency's job opportunities and internship opportunities. So it's that peer-to-peer connection that's really critical. And those students know, you know, which campus organizations, which student groups are best to target, what publications or online forums are students looking at. So it's a great way to sort of embed somebody as a peer-to-peer ambassador on campus. It's a model that the Department of Defense has also created. They have a program called STAR, which is very similar. So that's just another example of something that I would just point out as a great recruiting technique.
We're speaking with Margo Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. And with respect to the bigger picture of federal employment, how can agencies make it clear that, yes, there's a lot of talk about change in the contract, if you will, between the government and its employees, but nothing has really changed in reality at this point, and it's still a good deal in terms of benefits and opening salaries and promotion opportunities?
Sure. So I think you made a really good point there. So there are a number of things. So some agencies are you know, actively looking to fill positions right now. The hiring freeze exempted public safety as well as national security positions. So there's active recruiting going on there as well in agencies across government. And so helping to really educate students and help them understand the type of opportunities, how they can make a difference through government service, the type of benefits that they can have, the professional development opportunities, all of that's critical. For those agencies who may not be actively recruiting and they're not looking to hire somebody right this minute, I would encourage them not to give up and not to forget about those talent sources and the students out there. It's really important, even if you're not actively looking to fill a particular position, to be nurturing those relationships, because it's that whole adage of out of sight, out of mind. You don't want students to forget about the type of, about your agency and the kind of work that you do. And if you don't have a campus presence, you know, for a significant period of time, that's going to be detrimental to your long-term strategy when you are actually looking to hire.
The best hiring managers keep what they used to call a black book of potential people, even if they, as you say, didn't have anything open at the moment. They had a place to go that they kept in case they did have an opening. I guess maybe the modern counterpart to the black book, which was written with pencil and paper, would be just maintaining LinkedIn or Facebook relationships with potential candidates so that you can find them 6 months, 9 months, a couple of years down the line.
Absolutely. Leveraging social media is a really great way to stay connected, and a great way for agencies to be using their own forms that they have, but also, like you mentioned, like a LinkedIn or a Facebook or other mediums that are out there, I think is a terrific way to reach students and continue to help them understand about the mission of your agency, the type of work you do. And even if you're not hiring unpaid internships or volunteer opportunities, things to constantly, you know, be able to be getting your name and your brand in front of agencies. The other thing I'll just point out, Tom, is that for agencies that are not actively hiring right now, there's a lot of work that they can be doing during this down period looking internally within their own agency. So doing that workforce planning and really thinking strategically about what the future talent needs are going to be for the agency, thinking about what new relationships you might need to develop with talent networks that you don't currently have. If you're looking to attract diverse talent, for example, there are certain colleges and universities that you want to develop a relationship and sort of start that process. And then look at your own internal hiring process. So think about, are there ways that we could streamline the process? What are the assessments, the different tools that we use to assess talent? And are they working for us, or are there things that we could change to make sure that, you know, when we are hiring, we can hire as efficiently and effectively as possible? So we just really encourage agencies to take the time, if, you know, whether they're hiring or especially if they have a little downtime, to really think about those things right now.
And getting back to that issue that you raised just a moment ago about shifting people around and looking internally, I think the executive order on the freeze did, in fact, encourage agencies explicitly to rebalance the workforce, shift people to where they might be needed more from where they might be needed less. There's good overhead protection for doing this.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's a good point because, you know, folks who are currently in federal agencies may see opportunities for their own growth and development as well by having a chance to have exposure to a different part of the agency or be deployed in a different way. So the executive order, the presidential memo does provide that flexibility.
Margo Conrad is Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Appreciate it.
Margo appears regularly on the Federal Drive. Find a link to this and all of our partnership interviews at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.